Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, a crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950s set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark, which is romark.co.uk. This short podcast is taken from a talk that I gave about crime writing and my crime novels, and here I'm answering two questions from the audience, one on writing routines and do I have one, and secondly, do I read for pleasure? I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Work schedule, do you work specific hours or do you write when the news takes you?
Okay, do I have a specific schedule, do I work certain hours? I don't have any set routine. I do like to write every day if I possibly can, and when I say write, it might not be actually physically writing, it might be thinking time or it might be working out the plot. Because authors do a lot of staring into space and thinking. And I'm an avid knitter. I love knitting. And when I'm sort of thinking or when I'm stuck, I'll pick up my knitting needles. And knitting, apparently, is very good for the brain. It's something to do with the rhythm of the hands and the hand-mind coordination. So I'm sitting there thinking through my plots. I'm working, but I'm also knitting at the same time, so I'm making a nice cardigan. So one novel equals one new cardigan. So my mother says, how many more cardigans do you need? I do like to do something every day, and it depends on what stage of the novel I'm at. Because some days I will do 2 or 3 hours in the morning, then I'll have a break, and then I'll come and do another 3 hours in the evening. If I'm at a critical stage where I want to get through as much as I can spend 6, 7 hours, 8 hours on the computer all day. I do get up now and again, obviously. So it all depends on how I am. But yes, usually every day I do something. Yeah. Have we got time for one more question? There's a gentleman at the back there. I don't know.
You write for our pleasure. Do you read for pleasure at all?
Good question. Yes, I do read for pleasure. I love reading, always have done. I've always been a great fan of crime fiction and thrillers. I prefer British to American. But I've also found that as I've been published, that the more crime novels I've written, I find it more and more difficult to read my contemporaries' crime novels. Not necessarily because I might read it, you know, I might read Peter James or something and think, oh my God, I've done that, I've done the same thing as him. You know, you feel that you might have poached somebody because there are only about 36 plots to write about. There's variations of them, but what makes your novel different is setting, your style of writing, your characters. So there is a difference, but I do find it hard to read my contemporaries' crime novels very much. And I'm a great fan of the golden age of crime fiction. So I will read anything from, you know, sort of Josephine Tay, Hilda Lawrence. I love May Gray, absolutely adore May Gray. But I do like modern crime novels, Colin Dexter, Ruth Rendell, R.D. Wingfield, and so on. So I do read an awful lot. I can never go to sleep without reading. Anyway, I make it 11 o'clock now, so I'm sure that you must all be gasping for your tea or your coffee. I'd like to thank you all so very much for listening to me today, for coming along. I hope you found it interesting.
Information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, e-book, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.